Well, for what appears to be the very first time ever, women will form a majority of the Ada County Commission. This is a three-member board, and it oversees Ada County's budget, as well as land use decisions and other county government functions. The women who won these two commission seats last night gave Democrats a majority for the first time in years, to say the least. Now, one of the winners, Diana Lacciando, is Boise Mayor Dave Beters, Director of Community Partnership. She will represent District 1. A leader in the city of Boise's efforts to house homeless people, Lacciando said one of the reasons why she ran against incumbent Republican Jim Tibbs was really the frustration that the commissioners were not putting enough support behind certain programs when it comes to homeless issues, when it comes to the growing issue with opioids in our community. Beyond that, Diana knocked on more than 45,000 doors to get this win, and she joins me live in studio. Welcome. I know it was a long night.
Thank you so much for having me.
So take me back to when you actually decided to run, and to run against an incumbent who is well-known, who has been in this seat for many years before that at the Boise Police Department, has a long history in Boise.
You know, this is really not something I ever planned or hoped to do. I was really happy in my role with the city of Boise. I felt that I was working on really important issues, but on a whole host of things, whether it was homelessness or the opioid crisis or thinking about growth, I just felt like we were not getting the regional leadership that we needed from our county. And oftentimes, I just felt that they weren't showing up. And it just became so frustrating for me. And ultimately, I kind of had a moment in the beginning of January where I said, you know what, I think I'm going to stop complaining about this and do something about it.
And so then, when you make that decision, how did that go over? And what I mean by that is, because it's a domino effect when someone decides to run for an elected office.
Well, it's probably the most scary thing I've ever decided to do. You know, I'm a mom. I have two young kids. I have a busy life. And so making a decision like that is not something you do lightly. So it was very much a conversation with my family. But once I decided to do it, I'm just the kind of person who goes all in. And so if we're going to do it right and we do it all the way. And we knew from the beginning that we wanted to run a different kind of campaign. I really wanted to be able to be out and about everywhere in the community, to listen to folks from all political affiliations, from all geographic areas, and understand what their hopes, their concerns were for their community. And I'm not an overly partisan person, and I really don't even see this role as something that should be partisan. This is about good government, it's about leadership, and it's about preparing our community to weather the things that are coming.
And when you knocked on those 45,000 plus doors, and that is not an exaggeration, what did you hear from people? Was there an overlying theme?
Well, and just to be clear, it's me and a whole host of volunteers. I heard a lot of concerns about growth, and you're hearing that, you know, obviously in the news and in the community, and it plays out in different ways. You know, in some neighborhoods, it was concerns about traffic, and in some neighborhoods, it was concerns about housing affordability, and also a loss of a sense of place, maybe. And, you know, I understand that. I'm a fourth generation Idahoan. I grew up here. I grew up on the corner of Maple Grove and Franklin before the mall was there. So it's how can we recognize that we're growing, but preserve and protect some of the things that we love about this community and not turn into some of the places that maybe people are fleeing from.
And this idea then all of a sudden of the commission kind of being flipped, for lack of a better word, is it's not just, you know, two new commissioners. I mean, it's two female commissioners. Now, that shouldn't matter because it should be the best candidate. But you know, that does play into the dynamic. How do you think this will change county government? Because I believe we are affected more by county government than we are by any statewide or national office.
Well, first of all, Kendra is an incredible person and candidate and brings just a wealth of experience in the nonprofit sector and working with governments in terms of leadership. So I'm really excited to have her skill set at the table. And, you know, what I think hopefully you'll see is the county stepping up to lead from a regional perspective. Many of the issues that we face, whether it's growth, whether it's the opioid crisis, they're not things that can be handled by any one community alone. And the issues certainly don't stop at a city border. So I'm hoping to obviously work collaboratively with all the cities within Ada County and unincorporated Ada County to see if we can fashion some solutions together.
I'm speaking with Diana Lacciando. She is newly elected Ada County Commissioner for District 1. You'll be taking office in January. And what are some of the things that you hope to accomplish when you get into office? Is there something like on your agenda that you think needs to be addressed right away?
My number one priority is addressing growth. And again, that's borne out because of what I heard at the doors. It's not an easy thing to do, but I really would like us to take a look to the past and something that was tried about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, this community tried to create a regional plan for growth with metrics and some accountability built in. And that largely fell apart for lack of political will. And it's a hard thing to do. And I'm not naive about how hard that is to do. But I think we owe it to ourselves to try. And I think the electorate is asking for it. So really, over the next 6 months, I'll be meeting with ACHD leaders, with city leaders to talk through, you know, what are they hearing and seeing in their communities? What does a better plan for growth look like for them?
And that's a really good point. We had a mayoral forum here just about a month ago, and that was a big topic of conversation. We had five mayors across the Treasure Valley, and growth is different in every city. We have density in downtown Boise. You know, Mayor Tammy DeVere talked about, you know, pedestrian accessibility. How do you do that? Maybe you give up some lanes of traffic. You know, in Eagle, it's why aren't kids taking buses to schools, right? It's all of these issues. How, as Ada County Commissioner, do you go about figuring out what's best for the county as a whole when it comes to that?
So there are a couple different pieces. One, the county has a big role in land use in terms of land development in unincorporated county. And I have been unequivocal in talking about my dislike of leapfrog development. And that would be something like a Dry Creek development or an Avamore development. And it's because those kinds of developments actually cost us more to serve. It costs existing taxpayers more money to get roads out to those places, to make sure there's fire, police protection, etc. And not only that, but then we have increasing traffic, worse air quality, because they truly aren't places where people can live, work, and play. So that's number one. But then it's about creating a regional plan that's really linked together. And that's, again, what was tried 10 years ago and what I hope to bring back to the table.
From your experience with the city and dealing with our homeless issues, where do you see that playing into this as well? Because, you know, when you talk to experts, we are on a cusp where we have the potential to hopefully fix this issue with our homeless citizens or go on a completely different path.
You know, this is an issue that kept me up at night with my role at the city of Boise, and not only because it's heartbreaking to speak with families who are struggling with it, but because it's really a national issue and no one community can solve it at all. But you need everybody at the table. And that is where I see the county needing to step up more. And in large part because the county bears much of the fiscal costs of homelessness. When somebody, you know, ends up in the ER or they have to be transported by the paramedics because they don't have access to care, or maybe they end up in the jail eventually. And oftentimes they can't bond out because they don't have any money, but they don't really need to be there. Those are things we all pay for on our county taxes. So even aside from some kind of moral responsibility, I truly believe the county has a fiscal responsibility, not just to be there in the conversation, but to be leading the conversation. And that's just what I intend to do.
This could be a true changing of the guard when it comes to local government. Do you see that moving forward?
Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, so. but it's really an exciting time, and I am honored to have the opportunity to lead. This is my home. My husband and I made a very intentional decision after you know, living elsewhere for school and work, to move back to this community because we love it so much and because we want it to be a great place for our kids into the future. So we're excited to do this.
Well, I appreciate your time today. Go get some sleep. And congratulations on the new role. Been talking to Diana Lacciando, newly elected Ada County Commissioner for District 1. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.